From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Saudi Arabia is the latest scene of violence as the holy month of Ramadan draws to a close. Suicide bombers struck near one of Islam's holiest sites Monday, killing four security officials and wounding five others. The attackers set off the explosives in the holy city of Medina at a checkpoint outside the mosque where the Prophet Muhammad is buried. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but Islamic State has carried out a series of bombings and shooting attacks in the kingdom in the past 2 years. No foreigners were hurt in Monday's blast. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu continued his four-country tour of Africa and Kenya Tuesday. Netanyahu's mission to boost trade began in Uganda on Monday. The Israeli leader said his visit signals dramatic changes in the relationship between Africa and Israel.
We believe that Africa is a continent on the rise, and the rising tide will help everyone. A rising tide lifts all ships, and working together, we all stand to benefit. And people, citizens of Kenya who are listening to this, should know that the practical result of our cooperation can be greater prosperity and greater security.
The Israeli leader also planned stops in Rwanda and Ethiopia. The campaign for the President of the United States moves to the southern state of North Carolina Tuesday, with both Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton holding events there. For Clinton, her event in Charlotte marks the first time President Barack Obama will join her on the campaign trail. Clinton says she is looking forward to working together with the president. Meantime, Trump will be taking the stage at a rally in Raleigh, the state capital, Tuesday evening. Clinton and Trump are expected to be formally nominated when their parties hold conventions later this month. This is VOA News. The space agency NASA is celebrating a landmark mission after successfully placing the Juno spacecraft into an elliptical orbit around the solar system's largest planet, Jupiter, early Tuesday. Scott Bolton is the lead scientist.
This is the king of our solar system and its disciples going around it. It's also representative of nature. This is how we look. That's a mini solar system. And so I think it's very significant because we're finally able to see with real video, real pictures, this motion. And we've only been able to imagine it up till today.
Scientists at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in California were able to fire Juno's main engine to slow it down on its five-year journey. They hope to have close-up views of the planet during a 20-month mission that costs more than $1 billion. At least 150 heads of state are expected to attend a UN summit on refugees and migrants in September in New York. The focus is to get new global commitments to address large movements of refugees and migrants. Lisa Schlein reports.
More people than ever are on the move. The UN Refugee Agency reports 65 million people were forcibly displaced last year. That includes 20 million refugees, with the rest internally displaced. In addition, tens of millions of people fleeing poverty, climate change, or natural disasters are migrating to other countries in search of a better life. The United Nations says individual countries cannot solve problems of mass migration on their own. It says international cooperation is needed. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Italian authorities have taken a homeless man into custody on suspicion of killing an American university student. Police say they strongly believe the 40-year-old man is responsible for the death of 19-year-old Bo Solomon of Wisconsin. His body was found in the Tiber River Monday, 3 days after he went missing. Solomon had just arrived in Italy for an exchange program. The West African country of Guinea-Bissau has recorded its first, rather, three cases of the Zika virus. The World Health Organization says an investigation will try to determine if it is the same strand as the one behind outbreaks linked to head and brain abnormalities in Brazil and elsewhere. The only other West African country that has recorded cases of the Zika virus is Cape Verde. Aftershocks from Britain's vote to leave the EU have spread to Eastern Europe, where nationalist movements say the British decision is giving strength to their campaigns against EU migration policies. Hungary will hold a referendum in the coming months on whether to reject Germany's mandatory quota plan, forcing it to take and accept refugees. I'm Michael Brown in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.